Juarez Rages, 20 Murders in 40 Hours. By Robert Arce on September 23, 2019. Cartel-related violence continues in Ciudad Juarez with 20 murders recently registered in 40 hours. Four unidentified male murder victims were gunned down by at least two cartel men inside El Aquario Seafood Restaurant, according to local reports. The gunmen opened fire on the four without warning while they were seated at a table. The shooters fled the scene, a short distance from the U.S. consulate in Zona Dorado. 10 homicides were recorded Friday with an additional 10 over the weekend, according to Alejandro Ruvalcaba Valadez, spokesman for the state attorney general's office. Among the murder victims were a father and son during a home invasion. The son's body was discovered a short time later on the side of a road. Numerous homicide victims were discovered throughout the city, according to authorities. These included two adult males found deceased inside a Honda Civic early Sunday morning in Colonial Adriares de Juarez. The pair suffered fatal gunshots by unknown assailants. The victim's Honda came to a stop in the middle of the road. Juarez is mired in a turf war between operatives of the Sinaloa cartel and El Nuevo Cartel de Juarez, La Linea. Most of the victims are drug dealers or low-level operatives. These individuals are primarily being supplied methamphetamine by cartel-connected distributors, according to Breitbart law enforcement sources. Juarez netted 1,247 homicides in 2018 and unofficially has eclipsed 1,100 killings in 2019. Robert Arce is a retired Phoenix police detective with extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. Arce completed work assignments in the Balkans, Iraq, Haiti, and recently completed a three-year tour in Monterrey, Mexico, for the U.S. Department of State, International Narcotics, and Law Enforcement Program. As the regional program manager for Northeast Mexico in charge of the Mexican states of Coahuila, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, Durango, San Luis Potosí, Zacatecas, you can follow him on Twitter or reach him at robertrarce@gmail.com.